Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, man.
What's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you good.
All right, perfect, bro. Let's do this real quickly, and I'll get out of your way, man, because I know you got to get ready for your fight and cut the weight already as you speak?
Yeah, I'm on weight right now, actually.
All right.
I'm on track to wake up on weight, actually. I'm 2 pounds over right now, so I'll wake up perfectly on weight.
Nice. All right, yeah. See, let's do this real quick, and you're going to hear the open, and then I'm just going to start off, introduce you, and then we'll take it away, all right? So just hang tight.
Cool.
You're about to listen to the Roman Show. The most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin.
And this is the Roman Show, getting all the angles and covering all the mixed martial arts action here in South Florida. And this Friday night, June 22nd, at the War Memorial Auditorium in Fort Lauderdale, UFC veteran Steve Bruno will be in action for Fight Time Promotions 10. And he is on the line with us right now. Steve, how are you, my man?
Hey, I'm good. And let me just say that's the most intense radio show intro I've ever heard in my life.
Well, it's all about intensity, Steve. You know, you and and your brother Mike, we love the pro wrestling and we love the excitement, so I try to bring a little bit about that into the show.
Definitely, man. I'm a huge pro wrestling fan. Probably a bigger fan of pro wrestling than I am mixed martial arts, but we'll save that for another day.
Yeah, I think I asked that to Mike the other day. When are we going to see the Bruno brothers in action one day, perhaps in this great circle?
I know that I could be a great manager, but I'm not a good worker, man. My little brother, he knows all the spots. He's been wrestling for a long time. But, man, I when I manage my manager, when I coach my amateurs, I'm pretty much out there pretending to be a pro wrestling manager. You know, that's how I live, man. I think I could really help put some of the younger talent over as a manager in pro wrestling, but not as a talent.
You don't get any heel heat, though, while you're coaching these guys, right?
Wait, don't even get any what?
You heat.
No, maybe a little bit of heat, but not much.
That's pretty funny.
But it all comes down to it, yeah. I'm too much of a face to be a heat, man, to be a heel, man. You know?
All right, Steve, let's talk about it. This Friday night, you're going to be fighting Anderson Melo. He's out of MMA Masters from Miami, Florida, and obviously you're representing American Top Team over there in Coconut Creek. It's a big battle between you guys down south in Miami and then a little up north in Broward. Tell us about this competition both these camps have.
You know, it's really funny. In the last couple of days, is the first I'm hearing about some kind of rivalry or anything like that, you know. But like, look, dude, AKA, they're our rivals. You know, those camps like that, the Black House is our rival. The top gyms in the world, those are the people that we consider American Top Team's rivals. You know, these are guys that are just so happen to live in the same state and train in the same state. But no, they're, as a camp and as a team, they're not on our level. And another thing, you know, I know if you want to make it a rivalry, if that sells more tickets, whatever, that's fine. But I don't know what's going on with their program over there. I look at their picture with all their black belts. I don't know if they're pumping black belts out of a damn vending machine over at that gym. But I'm a Ricardo Laborio purple belt, and that pretty much says that I have basic skills to give any jiu-jitsu man at any level a good match on this earth, something I'm very proud of. But, you know, pretty soon Level will be walking around with a black belt, you know, and that's something I take very serious. So we'll see, man. He's going to bring what he's got to the table, and I'm going to bring everything I got. And, you know, we all know what's going to happen. Everyone knows this fight's for me. I could go in there and fight a broomstick and put on an entertaining match, but this match is mine, man.
Now, Steve, there is some connection, though, with MMA Masters and ATT, as Daniel Valverde at one point did train over there in American Top Team.
Yeah, he trained with me, too, yeah.
So there is some sort of connection there. And I see this whole rivalry, in-state rivalry, if you want to call it. It's kind of like, you know, FSU versus them. But Anderson Melo, he's 8-6. You obviously being a veteran in the sport, fought all over the world, fought in the UFC about 3 times. Now, you took a layoff almost 2 years. It's going to be a little more than a year and a half now. And you're coming back. What made you come back, Steve?
You know, I've been trying to come back this whole time, but, you know, I changed my training a lot. Like, I don't spar hard anymore. You know, I started competing in karate at 14 years old, had my first MMA fight at 17. I know what it's like to get hit. I know what it's like to punch. I just toned it down. I don't need those gym wars anymore. So I focus more on my conditioning, my diet. I drill like a madman, drill kickboxing, drill wrestling. I go live with the wrestling, but the repeated shots to the head and repeated shots to my body were adding up, and it was keeping me out of practice. Like, if I would show up to spar, you know, you get these guys who visit ACT, they come in once a week, they feel great. I'm in there killing myself every day, and now they want to spar, and they start hitting me hard. So, you know, of course I'm going to hit hard back, and the next thing you know, I'm having a full-scale MMA fight and not getting paid for it, and that's the truth, you know, and I don't need that anymore. All I need to do to beat Anderson Melo is show up in shape and refine the skills that I already have. I know that. My whole camp knows that, and that's what I did. But here's the thing. I've never looked in better shape. I've never been sexier than I am right now, and it's true. I might have been more pumped up. My body was a little more pumped up when I took out that green-haired punk from The Ultimate Fighter, Clayton McKinney. But this build that I have now, I'm in such good shape. There's no way that this skinny man can keep my pace. I know it. I know there's nothing this guy can do to me to hurt me. I watched this fight with Ailton Barbosa, and Ailton's a great fighter, but don't get me wrong. But at the end of the day, Ailton is still my sparring partner. You know, he's one of my juniors to me. He's still very green, and he beat Anderson. And I watched Anderson grapple against Soledad at this Naga tournament a few weeks ago. Well, Soledad's a capoeira guy. He's not even a jiu-jitsu guy. And, you know, he better be bringing more to the table than heel hooks. And I know Anderson hasn't fought in a year either. And you ask yourself, like, how much could he have learned about boxing or this and that? Well, man, if I was sitting on my ass not doing anything, then maybe we could talk like this would be a competitive fight. But I'm going to smoke check this guy. And he's going to regret the day that he took a fight against Hollywood Steve Bruno.
Now, that's one thing, Steve, that they always talk about over there in MMA Masters is this capoeira martial art. Mm. And I don't see too many others using this, but they say that it's an advantage to them because of their use of kicks and whatnot. Anything you have to say about that?
Listen, I've been in karate, you know, since I was 14. I know all the kicks. I know all the angles. It's very hard to surprise me. Look at the guys I've had the privilege of fighting. And look, and you know, and I take a lot of honor in my losses. Look at some of the top talent I fought. Guys from Team Quest, guys from the Miletic camp, guys from Extreme Couture in Vegas. I fought these guys. I've seen everything. I know what a spin kick looks like. I've even studied a little capoeira myself. I remember the movie Only the Strong with Mark Dacascos. I grew up with that stuff. It's very hard to catch me with those things because I've done it all. I'm a true martial artist. I've even done styles of Kung Fu, Hungar Kung Fu. I did a little bit of capoeira, Tang Sudo, Shotokan Karate, American Wrestling, shoot boxing. It's like an MMA fight with 16-ounce gloves and takedowns. And, man, I've done it all. It's very hard to surprise me. And, plus, I have a few surprises myself.
So, come this Friday night, you're going to deliver something that, well, it's been almost a little more than a year and a half in the making. What has been the buzz? I mean, tell me, the camp, the folks, the fans, says, you know, it's about time we see you back in the cage.
Yeah, you know, I missed the spotlight, to be honest. It was a lot of fun having my students doing really well. They went 41-9 with two losses as their record in amateur Muay Thai and amateur MMA. I coached the amateurs at the top team headquarters, and my little brother has been doing good, throwing people all around the cage. And he's got my brother has the best slams in East Coast mixed martial arts by far. No one could throw another human being like my little brother can. But that only stays so exciting for a while. And you know, I've been looking at these guys at least on the local level, and there's so much missing, man. You know, I was like, what's going on? And I'm not even talking about just what you see in the octagon what you see in the cage as far as the skill level goes. Man, there's no characters. No one's got personality. No one's had the entrance music of these fighters even sucks, you know? It's nothing that's entertaining me. So I'm going to bring a little bit more of that entertainment value. And Fight Time needs a guy with a little bit of personality. Personality without the bad attitude. I'll bring as much personality as I can while still being kid friendly and still being a gentleman, and that's what Steve Bruno is all about.
Now, out of all the promotions that exist right now, why did you decide to go with Fight Time?
Well, Miami sucks. I know you're a Miami guy. I don't want to be going. Hollywood's fans don't want to travel all the way to Miami, okay, to go. By the time I get done fighting, it's already 3 in the morning. By the time we get back to beautiful Pompano Beach and the night's over, you know, I don't want to burden anyone with having to drive down there. And the CFA is a cool organization, but they only push Spanish-speaking fighters, okay? You don't have to be a fool to figure that out. I'm not going to get the push I need. Fight Time has been marketing me smartly, marketing me correctly. I had my first fight with American Top Team at the War Memorial, so it kind of feels like coming home, and that's why I made that choice to fight with Fight Time.
And let's talk about the Woman Warrior, because you had, in your young career, several fights there.
Yep.
There was a very old-school promotion, the AFC Absolute Fighting Championship. Can you take us back to those days and how much MMA has changed in South Florida?
Man, think about if you could do a who's who of the guys who went through the AFC and made it to the big show, like Dennis Kang, Mike Brown, Edson Sneeze, myself, you know, Eve Edwards went through the AFC, Dennis Hallman, a ton of guys went through the AFC before they made it to the UFC. It used to be, you know, I there's every single person on
Dean
the card.
Dean Thomas, I think, right about there, too, no?
Dean Thomas, too. You know, if I'm missing any names, please excuse me. No disrespect to the fighters whose names I missed. There's just so many of them. Even Pitbull, Thiago Alves fought there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Every single person on that show was a star in the making. It's true. Every single guy. Pat Healy, Paul Daly, the Outlaw. Dan Hardy fought in the AFC. It was just Brad Pickett's another guy. I could go on and on and on. Of all the talent that went through there, it was just that's why what made the AFC so special is because all those guys went on to do something awesome. And it was really an honor and a privilege to be part of that group. And hopefully when the books are written, I'll have my name included in there.
And has MMA changed in South Florida for the good or for the worse or for the middle?
You know, I've had a little bit of a problem with the way that amateur MMA is going. Put some gloves on those freaking guys. Those guys are pounding their heads in with just a regular old MMA glove and a wrap. When I started, when my first fights when I was 17, it was no helmet and you could bring your own helmet. It was a helmet and 16-ounce gloves with submissions in knees and punches, and you could punch on the ground, and it was one 10-minute round. It was very safe, very, you know, it still could be brutal. There were still knockouts, but you know, if you weren't getting paid, like, no, people are fools, man. And this is, you know, and one, another thing, I'm really not cool with the whole amateur giving of these kids belts. Like, every amateur in South Florida has a belt. It's ridiculous the amount of belts that are circulating around South Florida. I can't believe, like, doesn't anyone fight each other? Like, how could everyone just be walking around with a belt? And let me just explain something that's going on in the state of California. Like, I had my friend Manolo Hernandez, he's a coach of Alex Soto and a few other guys in UFC. He called me asking me if I knew of any shows in Florida that I could connect him with, because there's so much amateur MMA in Florida, in California, that there's no room for professional shows anymore. A promoter, it's a no-brainer. A promoter could make just as, delivering a show of amateurs as he would professionals and not have to pay anyone. You know, I would just hate to see that happen in South Florida, so we'll see. Plus, you know, those gloves, man, those gloves are ridiculous, man, that these kids are hitting each other with those little tiny gloves and not getting paid. I just think that's insane. Put a helmet on them or something. Helmet, MMA gloves, and shin guards. Maybe that'll be a little bit safer, but I'm not a huge fan of that.
And that's one thing I noticed, Steve, with the amateurs, and as you coach these kids, they put the belt, but they don't. It doesn't seem like they earn it. You know, as long as you have two fights, you automatically get a belt.
I mean, it's all these. There's a lot of organizations, and you know, at the end of the day, it's the skill level. There's the level of mismatching is unbelievable, too. And I don't know. Hopefully, they figure this out, but it seems every other weekend a new amateur event is coming out, so it just scares me. You know, you got the CFA and you got the Fight Time, two pro events down here, and then I'm just thinking, from West Palm Beach to Miami, there's about like four or five amateur MMA events. It's just, I don't want it to get too congested. You know what I mean? I mean, everyone deserves a chance to fight, but you know, you got to leave some room for the professionals to work too. You know.
Right. And now, Steve, so you take this fight a little more than a year and a half in the making, but what's next after this? You get this victory, what next? Is your goal to return to the UFC?
Yeah, that would be cool. You know, I just take it one fight at a time. You know, I just want to see how this fight goes. You know, I'm envisioning it in my head. Every day that I get closer to the fight, I'm a little bit more confident. And, you know, just after I win, you know, just one fight at a time for now. I didn't sign any long-term contracts. You know, if the UFC wants to take me back with my new look and my new hair and my new physique, that's great. But if not, you know, life goes on, and God willing, I'll fight at another Fight Time event.
And that's one thing about you, Steve, because you're as far as character, you definitely have it. You bring that persona to the table. You cut promos. You're good on the mic. But UFC, they just had a recent incident with Mayhem Miller that he brought the boom back, he dressed up in peak and so forth. But at the end of the day, MMA is entertainment. People want to see entertainment. So what is your take as far as that, as far as what happened with Mayhem? And what is the limit? You know, when can a fighter bring his persona out? What is the cutting edge?
And I think once you're in the cage, you know, you got to fight your fight. Like Tom Lawler is an example that, you know, he puts on a lot of, you know, he does a lot of crazy things on his way to the ring and on the way to the weigh-ins. But once he's in the cage, he's all business. I'm really unfamiliar with whatever Mayhem Miller did. But, you know, if he hasn't been doing too well lately in UFC. I don't know how serious he's taking his fighting, but... You know, the whole thing is this. You know, I don't even like to say I have a fan base. Anyone who's ever supported me in my career or cheered for Steve Bruno, I consider a friend. You know, I don't like to say I have a fan base, but I've got to be real, and then just like they tell you in pro wrestling, your personality times 10, and you know, and that's what I am. That's what I like to bring to that fight: the total confidence. Not letting my friends down, going for moves like I normally do, going for submissions. I've had to jump on your back to submit you while I do that. I've never had a boring fight in my entire career, win or lose, and that's what people come to expect. Plus, there's not a lot of fighters that look like me. You know, I'm different. See, when I walk through the cage, when people don't know who Steve Bruno is, and they see my robe, and they see me with maybe with my shades on. Too many fighters have been wearing sunglasses. I've been wearing sunglasses for my ring entrances since 2003, by the way. And, you know, when people see me, they're going to know that something different, something special is coming out. There's not just some run-of-the-mill fighter with some tap-out t-shirt and a faux hawk, you know?
Now, can you let us see what entrance piece you're going to coming out with, or you're going to keep that a secret to the day of the fight?
You know, I might have Slash's guitar solo from November Rain queued up. I was thinking maybe that. I got a couple other, maybe Have a Cigar, the Pink Floyd song, the version that Dave Grohl did. That's pretty cool, too. But, you know, it could change at the last minute. I always go through something the day or two before the fight, and I'll change my mind. So we'll see. It could be anything.
Right. Well, Steve, we look forward to seeing you in action this Friday night at the War Memorial.
Yeah, and I have a question for you. I have a question
What's
for
that?
You before
Go
you
ahead.
Cut me
Go
off.
Ahead. Go ahead.
Who do you want to win this fight?
Must I really ask this question? I'm a journalist. I have to be impartial. I have to
you can
be
real. You
keep
can,
it neutral.
I spoke. This is my third radio interview, and they told me the second radio interview I did. I'm not going to mention any names. I don't put over other stations on your show. But they were saying they want to see me with my hand raised. You know, you could say it. And if you don't say that you want me to win, then for me to lose, I'm going to have to get very, very injured. Okay, he has to be ready to kill me. So you want to see me injured? Is that what you're saying?
I'm
not saying you want Steve Bruno to win this fight.
All I can say is may the most entertaining fighter have the best fight. I'll leave it at that.
Unbelievable.
I'll leave it at that. As a journalist, you can't give away any prediction. You know that.
Perhaps
if we were wrestling, we could do it, though.
I leave the journalism up to you nerds that don't like to make predictions.
But perhaps if we were in wrestling, we could do that, though. You'd probably just have to, like, slam me or something, or choke slam me just for choosing the other guy or something. Steve, man, always a pleasure, man, and always glad to speak to you. And very entertaining. So good luck this Friday night. You can still get some tickets, I believe, at Ticketmaster.com, or you can get it at the box office and go check out Steve Bruno in action.
Or
a little more than a year and a half.
Stop throwing that timeline out there. You know what I mean? We keep saying that year and a half, year and a half. A year and a half means something to people who've been sitting on their ass. I'm in there training every day, sparring every day, working on my look, my physique, my promos, training the next generation of fighters. Every Tuesday, I'm in there doing my sparring. I'm doing my thing, man. That year and a half ain't gonna. It's 1 year and a half getting better and meditating. How do you like that?
I like that one better. 1 year, a little more than a year and a half of training and getting himself better than ever.
And getting more handsome.
Steve Bruno, and more handsome, and more productive and more strength, the whole nine yards. You're gonna see
a whole lot
revamp.
Of more.
Steve Hollywood Bruno in action this Friday night. At the War Memorial Auditorium. So you can get some tickets too at America Top Seat, Cobra Creek, Steve?
You know it. You get them through me. You want to support me? I get a little bonus if you want to buy a ticket from me too. So help support a local MMA fighter, someone who gave everything he had to this business.
There you go. Steve, you got a Twitter account? I know you got your Facebook, obviously, but you got a Twitter?
Yeah, I got a Facebook. If you guys want to add me on Facebook, I don't do the Twitter thing. You know, but Facebook, if anyone wants to add me on Facebook, Steve Bruno has got the little Fight Time poster in there with my hair all slicked back, if you want to add me. And anyone that's ever supported me, I can see. Manning strangers.
There you go. Well, Steve, good luck, my man. Steve Bruno and Anderson Melo going at it this Friday night in South Florida. Good luck, my man.
All right, thanks, buddy. Have a good night.
Thank you, Steve. You too, my man. Thank you. Bye-bye. Good night.